Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
God said, let us make so and so in our own image.
Now, when you make us, Mayamo assume a senior binti or Yankasa Yansasu.
He said, in counsel with himself, that let us make a jua in our own image.
Now, when Yankasa, when the Timpo Mukasa, Mumayanya, a jua, our Yankasa Yansasu.
Let us make Kojo in our own image.
Kojo Suyamon, Sarah.
And let him have dominion over the earth.
Now, when Sumi ewasase.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has a definite purpose for your making.
Now when Yami was sent to binti our bow.
He has a definite reason why he released you in this world at such a time as this.
Now was sent to binti our samri munisa tibia ye womi.
So he said, let us make Esi in our image and let him take care, let her take care of the problems in her family.
Now I say, my young mo is sister and sister. Now your bonny by how I want to boost you. I was so no best one.
Let her take the family out of their predicament.
Only what a boost if you are more how.
He said that let us make Kwesi in our own image.
Now see your more Kwesi so a young Kasai and Sasso.
And let him come around and change your society.
Now I'm real munatibia. Baby or one almost is some cry.
Let him come around and overcome the financial problems in his family.
Now one real muna or how no here when a busyamuno only sunkunim.
Let so and so come around and let him introduce to humanity a new dimension of living.
Now I say my young mo bit is a fear now kodwa na sumesi an or bentisa and seso. Na nyoma fufrobi wahwa.
For some of us, the Lord said, let us make so and so in our image and let him pray Africa out of his problems. Let him come over and teach and change the psyche of his society. God has a definite purpose for your life. You are not just around by chance. He released you into this world. God has a purpose for you that depends upon him. Are you with me tonight?
Yeah.
The Bible says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. You are God's idea made flesh. You are God's word made flesh. You have a divine origin. You are not an ordinary person. And God is not abandoning you in the years ahead. God is going to cause all his promises to come over you and to overtake you. He told Jeremiah that, Jeremiah, what do you see?
Now beside Jeremiah said, then who?
Jeremiah answered, the Lord, I see something.
Now Jeremiah can say, Radi mi who baby.
And God said that because you have seen well, I will watch over my word to perform it.
Hallelujah. No, see, essence of what we ain't. Ayadia, Meshe Masem, Kosisa Masem, Ebebem.
I am here to tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that because you see yourself as the word of the Lord, God will never leave you nor forsake you. He is going to stalk you. He is going to follow you because he will never leave his word alone. As long as you see yourself as the word made flesh, God is going to follow you and he is going to perform his word on this earth.
na kosi se wo behu se wo yo nyame asem wo abe mu onipa mu de enya de onyame beja wo ho obedi wachi obekra wo obebo ho ba ma na sem na eya wo no abem.
God is watching over you
onyame ehye wo
because he wants to perform you on this earth.
Esa se wo awa bo wo no pese wo ye bibi wo wiase.
He wants to express you on this earth.
Opese o ja wo ma ne wo mu no etumi nya mfaso ma ewiase.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will express his word in you by the Spirit of the Lord.
No, ya dia ni sunsum no no de betre ne ewo umu wona sem.
Because wherever the word of the Lord is, the Spirit of the Lord is there.
Hallelujah. Na bebia wonyame asem woni ni sunsum no wo hobi.
That is why the Spirit of the Lord is not never going to leave you alone.
Enu ti na wonyame sunsum no enya wo ho de biara da.
Because he has to follow the word of the Lord.
Esa se wonyame asem na wo so di echire.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word cannot perform without a spirit.
Na asem no tumi nya adwuma wo bra sunsum ni.
You are a child of promise.
We are Bosheba.
And the Holy Spirit is described as the Spirit of promise.
Na susunkunku no so yahye ne say e boshe sunsun.
It means that he was promised unto us.
Esa na e kire say yahye boshe sa susunkunku e beba.
But beyond that, the Holy Spirit in Ephesians 1:13 being described as the Spirit of promise means that he works on promises.
Na sanya ye church sunsun kunkrum asese o ye boshe sunsun no na chese boshe biara eno yesu adwuma.
He is an expert in bringing promises to pass.
Oyo bia wonimde wose ne aya hye ho bono be ma bem.
Is there a promise of the Lord over your life?
Ana so boshe bi wo susu onyame ba.
I said is there a promise of the Lord over your life?
Boshe bi wo susu onyame ba na.
Has he promised you prosperity?
Na onyame ahye obose ubedi yi ana.
Has he promised you that everything is possible to you?
Na show obose bibi biara wo ho a ubetumi aye ana.
The Holy Spirit is a spirit of promise.
Na susu kunkrum ne sunsun a eye boshe sunsun.
And he is going to bring the promises of the word of the Lord to pass in your life.
Onyame asem a wakan gu su se boshe no obema obehwe se bebem.
Mary was promised an impossible thing.
Na Mary yabse ne bo adie bi a na eye dene.
The angel said that you are going to have a child without a man.
Now osobo for no catch any say we be nyinsen nso be ma bi amfa.
I don't know whether you have been promised an impossible thing.
Na me nim say bi ya show bo bi a wut wadwenya o say emmu ana.
Is there something in your life you're reading the word of God and you say the Lord this one count me out, it's not possible with me.
Na wakin kan bi bi onyame asem a wo show mo ho a wakatwe onyame say we dia amfa me ana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mary said that how shall it be because I do not know a man.
Na Mary said na me e be dia ba me san se me nim ba ma bia.
How can this promise come to pass in my life, in this part of the world, in my village, in my town, wherever I am living, in my family? How can it be because I have no human help?
Na den na betumi abam sa boshe kakrekai ba bia mefi mebusua ne ba bia mete mene boafo bia na sa boshe kesei e be da bam.
I don't know who I'm speaking to, but the Lord is telling me there is somebody who says that there is no human help for me. I do not have the human connection. I do not have any human ability. I do not have what it takes. How shall this word of the Lord come to pass for my life?
Na mene bia na mene obi kasa na dwenya ne se oni boafo biara otwa nani ohu obi ana obi sa ne ho se sa bosha semi e bede na bemu na brabo.
The angel said that the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you.
Na osrobo fo no ka se susun kwonkwon ne beba osu.
And the power of the Most High shall overshadow you.
Na onyame ofi susunsum no na ho ode ne beto.
Therefore that holy thing that shall be born shall be called the Son of God.
Na susuma na dia kronkron a ebe wo no wo be
wo
na ebe fra no.
Because with God nothing shall be impossible.
Esa se wonyame mu no bibi biara ni ho a yebetumi aka se enye ye.
In 2010 you are going to have miraculous provision.
I receive it.
Because with God nothing shall be impossible.
Na sa wonu nyame na ma bibi biara ni ho a wonyame wontumi nye.
Children of promise must move with the Holy Spirit of promise.
Na sa wo ye boshe ba de ne na wo sa wo de sunsun a ye boshe no so nante.
John chapter 3 tells us that the person who is born of the Spirit behaves like the Spirit. Like if you are born of your parents, you behave like your parents.
Na John mayate asese ne aye de sunsun na wo no no. Oye na de wo sunsun na te se He
says that so is everyone who is born of the Spirit. He has the characteristic of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit bloweth where he listed, and everybody who is born of the Spirit is like that. In other words, when the Spirit of the Lord comes to you, ladies and gentlemen, He is not going to be like a little boy sitting in a corner in your heart. He is not going to be like a passive guest who is not concerned about anything concerning you.
No,
the Spirit of the Lord will mingle with you. He will mingle with you like the wind mingles with everything. He wants to get into every aspect of your life. He is entering every aspect of your person, your personality. He is mingling with everything concerning you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, by the Holy Spirit, being a spirit of promise, is mingling with the children of promise. He is so going to mingle with you that whatever thing you touch, it will not be your hand touching, but it will be the hand of the Spirit of God touching. And whatever thing you say, it will not be you saying. When he comes to live in you, he is not an unwanted guest. Like the wind, he mingles with you. So you stretch your hand, and it is the hand of the Spirit of the Lord. You say a word, and it is the Spirit of the Lord speaking. You think a thought, and the Spirit of the Lord is thinking through you.
Na se wo ye bosha ba na sunsum e ye sunsum bosha ni wo so dia ene asema wo be kan na nya wo na wo kasa sunsum na e kasa en sa e betene aso bibi biara mu ne ye nyame sunsum kokro ne nsa adwempa wo be nya ne enya wan kasa wadwene na mo sunsum ne ani wadi e frasam frama ene adwene fa wo mu.
So we need to yield to the Holy Spirit.
Enu ti wo say ye ni sunsum kokro ni nya nkita ho die.
Because children of promise must yield to the Holy Spirit of promise.
Ese se bosha ma na wo so mu ni bosha sunsum.
He wants your thoughts to be his thoughts. He wants your deeds to be his deeds. He wants your finger to be the finger of the Spirit of God. Yielding to him determines how he will yield to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every word of the Lord is powerful. It has got a self-fulfilling power in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of the Lord that you are has innate the ability to become.
Na onyame asem a aye wo na wo ye no e wo tumi se nia aka fa wo ne bebem.
You have the ability to become what you must become.
Na wo wo tumi a wo betumi di aye ni onyame ahye se wo beye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In you is power.
Na wo mu no tumi wo ho.
Because you are the word of the Lord.
Esa sa wo ye onyame asem.
You are God's idea made flesh.
Wo ye onyame tirimpo adane ho na.
I want you to take this power.
Na me pesa wo fa sa tumi.
And work with the Holy Spirit.
Wo ne sunsun kokro ni ye
adwuma. By planting the word in your 2010 soil.
Wo a fie ye be si mi wo be dwa onyame asem no wo sa asase no.
Genesis chapter 26.
Genesis aduonu nsia.
And we shall read from verse 12.
Na chichemu du.
The Bible says, then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man was great. And went forward and grew until he was very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. In the coming years, The Philistines are going to be envious of
hey,
you.
Philistine for no best show, baby.
Hallelujah. Because Isaac was a child of promise, he yielded to the spirit of promise. Because he wanted to go somewhere. And God told him that, don't go. Go where I want you to go, Isaac. And so Isaac yielded to the spirit of the Lord. Because naturally he wanted to go somewhere. But God said, dwell in Gerar, dwell in Gerar, dwell where I show you. So Isaac stayed over there. And he planted in a place of drought. It was a place that the rain was not falling. It was a harsh environment. But the Bible says, because the Spirit of God directed Isaac,
hallelujah,
Isaac sowed in the land. Because there is no harsh environment when God is with you.
Hallelujah.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
There is no bad circumstance when God is in it. When the Lord is directing you, there is nothing bad. His direction is able to bring water out of a rock. It is able to bring springs of well out of a dry, waterless ground. Because the Philistines will dig a well and there will be no water. But when Isaac digs a well, water will spring up. And the Philistines will fight with him and take the springs of water. He will go somewhere else and dig a well. And because God was in it,
hallelujah,
and he was a child of promise,
hallelujah,
whatever place that he dug, there was water coming out. Water is going to come out of your dry ground.
I receive it.
I said water is coming out of your dry ground. Because with God, nothing shall be impossible. Isaac planted in that land. And he received in the same year 100-fold. May you have 100-fold in 2010. I said, may you have 100-fold in 2010. Why? Because you, like Isaac, is a child of promise. All these things happened to Isaac because he was a child of promise. And you are also a child of promise.
Hallelujah.
He sowed in the land. The land or the soil is talking about your practical day-to-day life. Are you in need of a harvest in 2010? Then you must plant something now. I said you must plant something now. Because every farmer will sow ahead of time. Isaac was a farmer, he sowed ahead of time. And he received 100-fold.
Na wonya homo ho oha.
I want to encourage you all in the name of the Lord.
Sɛ me somu nyina kra wonya me dim.
Even as I bring this prophetic word to an end.
Emra me de sabo asemi ebe wieye.
That plant God's word in your 2010 soil.
Ɛne na dua wo afia wo besimi wo onyame asem wo mu.
I said plant the word of the Lord in your 2010 soil.
Sua onyame asem no wa fifufra ye bekomu mu.
Plant good things in your 2010
soil.
Plant your next level in your
2010 soil.
I said plant your increase in your 2010
soil. Because
that number 10 is a number of increase. Of the things that sprang up spiritually in your life. Plant your next level in business.
Now, if
you want to reap a harvest, plant it now. Plant your next level in your finances.
Now,
plant your next level in your ministry and in God's purpose over your life. Plant your next level in your family life. Plant your next level in your knowledge of God. Plant your next level in your anointings and graces and wisdom and favor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there is a grace of the Lord with us tonight. And I want you to understand that God wants you to water His word with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ must water your plant with the word of the Lord that you sow for your next level in 2010, because the blood activates impossible words.
Hallelujah. Now, what's up with you, yes, so much, no good, as I see, I will be diano, and I, Nyamia Sama will be diano, and as I say, yes, so much, no ma, I dear will put a sorry, Nanya wanting.
Mingle the word of the Lord by the blood of Jesus.
Now, if I am your seven years, so much, Jano Fafra from.
So that the word of the Lord will be activated and it will come alive in your practical life in 2010.
Now, so what did Nyamia Sama, yes, so much, Jano Fra? And then, never mind Nyamia Sama, what can for.
Until Jesus Christ went to the cross, the word of the Lord from the Old Testament up to his time was hanging on our head. It could not lie, the Bible says, because of our weakness, because we did not deserve it. The word of the Lord spoken was just hanging and hovering over us until Jesus Christ went to the cross, and by the blood of the cross, he paid a price for what we do not deserve to come to pass in our life, so that the impossible words of the Lord will not just be hanging on your head, but it will enter into your practical life. That is what the blood of Jesus did for us.
Hallelujah. Na kosi efi apamada da besi baby dia yesu wuye ma ne moja gu ma ye na onyame asem nyina esensensro na onya yesu moja gu ye pe na asem no be ye honam na be sey mu ne benya nkwa na ebe ma tumi e wa asem no mu enu so ehu edadi.
The blood of Jesus has been shed. All the things that could not be fulfilled by the blood of Jesus, they will be fulfilled.
Hallelujah. And your man nanka etu minsino.
Things that we did not merit by the blood of the cross. When you look at the grace of the cross, that word of the Lord is coming upon your life. It is coming upon my life. It's going to be a miraculous provision. It is going to bring the glory to the Lord. Because the Lord says that the blood of the Lamb is going to activate His word. It's going to water the word of the Lord. By the blood of the Lamb, the seal on the word of the Lord is broken. Because every seed has got a seal. Yeah. And there is water that has to break the shell. The blood of Jesus breaks it up and activates the word of the Lord, and it begins to increase, it begins to grow, it begins to flourish in your life.
Yesu moja no ye ade kese de maye na Yesu moja no na egu aduaba ye dua ye onyame asem no so na moja no gusu na pa ye aduaba no na aduaba na hyase se nyini na nyina na so aba enam Yesu moja nti na se Yesu moja no ye de fro onyame asem wo ye mudi a ene na ye tumi kase sadie we de enye ye de biarada esa se tumi wo boja no ma etumi gu nyoma eye din ma nya ewo po enya nkwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The blood of the Lamb has got power in it.
Because
by the blood of the Lamb, we are going to bring the word of the Lord that is hanging. We look at it, we admire. It's going to turn flesh in your life.
The
Bible says in Revelation chapter 5 that there was a book in the hand of God and the book was sealed.
Now,
and there was nobody who was worthy in heaven, on the earth, anywhere to take the book and even to look thereon, let alone to open it. So John, the revelator, began to cry because there was nobody who could take the book out of the hand of the Lord. That was the word of the Lord that should come to pass. There was nobody who was worthy to look upon it. There was nobody who was worthy to take the book. There was nobody who could open the seals of the book.
Na John who ya no dia ho hehia esuye esa se no yo nyame asem na su no obia no opo betumi ahwe obia no opo betumi aka se obia no na wehwe asem a ewom eno ti Yohane osu fi ahoyenhiam.
An angel of the Lord said, weep not, John.
Na asobofo bi ka kire Yohane se mensu.
Weep not, John.
Mensu Yohane.
I want you to understand, somebody, that God knows your tears and he says that do not weep, my daughter.
Yes.
Do not weep, my son.
Na me pese obi a wo tu anisuo wa ha osu onyame se yanka ntro se jai su.
Because he said there is somebody who is worthy to take that book.
Osi obi wo ho no ma.
John said that I lifted my eyes and beheld the Lamb that was slain was in the midst of the throne, and the Lamb reached out and picked the book out of the hand of the person who sits upon the throne.
Yeah.
And when he picked the book, everybody, 24 elders, the angels, all of them bowed down and they began to worship the Lord. And do you know what they said? They said that worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and riches and wisdom and power. It announced the things that were written in the book. And he said that worthy is the Lamb that was slain, because by the blood of the Lamb, your weeping is over.
Amen. Amen. Now, a son say, Johannes, so you into a strap of uncatch and say, Mensu. A son say, no, Guama be waha, yet chana moja e chinino. Now, Sawa Guama and a tin and San Jim woman, now, Osan Bian Swan, no Swan, no, Onya Jepe, a strap of one penny for your no be bureau or bonumase. No more cassin, monyam and monyam and cania, wakuno. A son say, no, what to me, or what you want name, dear, or what near will be to me, Edia, just some woman, now we be in Swan.
My brother, your weeping is over. I said, dry your tears. Your weeping is over. Because the blood of the Lamb is activating God's word for you. I said he is activating riches in God's word for you. He is activating power for you. He is activating wisdom for you. May you walk in the glory of those things that the Lamb opened up in the book.
Receive it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to say after me. Let's all say in English. I am a child of promise.
I am a child of promise.
Like Isaac, I am a child of promise.
Like Isaac, I am a child of promise.
I am God's word.
I am God's word.
That has been made flesh.
That has been made flesh.
I have the spirit of promise in me.
I have the spirit of promise in me.
And I plant the word of the Lord.
And I plant the word of the Lord.
I plant planned my next level.
I planned my next level.
I planned my increase.
I planned my increase.
Like Isaac sowed in the land.
Like Isaac sowed in the land.
Right now.
Right now.
And I water it by the blood of the Lamb.
And I water it by the blood of
I
the Lamb.
I said, let the blood activate the word of the Lord.
Let the blood activate the word of the Lord.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ break up the word of the Lord.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ break up the word of the Lord.
And let it grow in my life.
And let it grow in my
and
life.
And let there be increase in my life.
And let there be increase
and let there be
life.
The next level in my life.
And let there be the next
because
level
I am a child of promise.
Because I am a child
and
of
God promise. Watches over me.
And God watches over me.
He will never leave me nor forsake me.
He will never leave me nor forsake me.
He knows all my worries.
He knows all my worries.
He knows where I should get to.
He knows where I should get
and
to.
He will never leave me.
And he will never leave
until
me.
Until I reach that place.
Until I reach that
until
place.
I reach my destination.
Until I reach my destination.
Because the Lord fulfills me on this earth.
Because the Lord fulfills me.
The Lord expresses me on earth.
The Lord expresses me on
for
earth.
For all to see the word, the promise in flesh. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
God bless you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.